When Tim Ferriss in his life decided that he wanted to learn and study business, specifically investing, he said to himself that he could either go to college and pay, you know, at the time, $60,000, or he could take the cost of that and use it as an investment towards something, right? Whatever it may have been, some sort of startup, and get a percentage of the company and so forth. And to me, that's a great way of looking at things of, you know, what's the cost of it, you know, in that way, and what are you going to take from it? Let me give you an example of how I applied this thinking to my own life. Well, when I turned 30, I wanted to get back into filmmaking more significantly, and I wanted specifically to make my first feature film. Now, one of the things was I knew that I had to prove to myself mainly that I could do it, right? I'd done a series of short films, and you know, you can learn a lot from short films, but there's a different rhythm to both the story and just making a feature film, right? It's longer, right? Literally, in all the ways. And so for me, that became the exercise. Can I make a feature film? And because that was the notion, I said to myself, I want to prove to myself that I can make a feature film, but I want to do it on the smallest budget possible, you know, in that way, because if it goes south, then it didn't cost me any money and I could learn from it, right? That was the main thing. And, you know, now years later, after having made a second feature film and working on my third film at the moment, sure, I look back at that first movie and see all the things that I could have done better, you know, and I see how I progressed just as a person in general, right? And my approach to filmmaking and my craft and so forth. And I have to take a step back from that because, you know, it wasn't about, yes, I want to be as good as it could be, but there was also a different kind of set of goals, which was just finish the feature. And I did, right? So that became the beauty. And you know, so I shared my example. I shared Tim Ferriss's example. I would encourage you to look at your own life and say, okay, what's something that I'm interested in doing? You know, what would be the cost, both in terms of financial as well as the time? And what are ways that I can approach this where even if it fails, it's okay, right? Because going back to Tim Ferriss, for him, he's like, okay, I can either sit in a classroom, having spent that same amount of, you know, $60,000, like that would have been the cost for him to go to business school. And, you know, he would learn theory and stuff like that. But for him, he was like, well, you know, why don't I, essentially that $60,000, in essence, let's call it a loss, right? Like the money's going to go somewhere, right? At the end of the day. And he would have had this knowledge and stuff like that. But for him, he felt it would have been theoretical, right? So instead, he decided to go off and utilize that money. And if he had lost it, he had lost it. That's fine in terms of the investments that he made. But he would have been part of the process and really seen you know, it from the ground up and would know how to navigate. And that to him was far more valuable. And so approach things in that sort of spirit, whatever it may be, and, you know, go from there. Now, I also will say, it's not like Tim Ferriss is an uneducated person. He'd already been to college. He went to Princeton, right? A very fine college. So this was something additive to that, right? So, and so, you know, one of the things that if you've seen a lot of my stuff, you'll know that I'm a big advocate of education. Now, that doesn't mean college directly, but whether you go to college or not, you still have to learn the things that you're interested in, right? And so, you know, libraries exist. Like there's all kinds of ways to get that education. So college isn't necessarily that sort of aspect of it. And this is, you know, if anything, this kind of lumps into that grand idea of which I'm speaking about, right? So I hope that helps you. As always, comment down below with any opinions, thoughts, or questions you may have. I'm happy to discuss them further. And hopefully I will see you next time.